So first, it's been a busy week for you, I'm sure. Can you tell me a little bit about what you've been working on?
Yeah, so this week I got to run my first bill in the floor. What it did is right now when you apply to get a loan for less than $3,000 from a bank or credit union, you have to pay a fee whether you're declined that loan or approved. And so what that did was waive the fee if you're declined. So it encourages people to apply for loans from credit unions or banks and not have to go to payday loan places. So I think it was a good bill. It should help, you know, a lot of people who maybe have a lower income, and I was excited I got run on the house, and then went on to do two additional bills too. But besides that, we ran a couple other bills that passed through the house. One of the ones I was really excited about was the 2A constitutional amendment that we did, that we passed yesterday. And what that does is put the Second Amendment in the Iowa Constitution, and to make sure future legislators, you know, when they try to pass bad gun bills, that, you know, those are not helping in court, and that we can make sure that we, you know, assure our citizens that they can always have their 2A rights. So, and then another good bill that we did was the SAVE bill. We passed that finally, and that's the school penny sales tax that a lot of our schools rely on for infrastructure needs. And so I think it was a really productive week.
What was that like being able to present the bill on your own for the first time?
You know, it was a little bit intimidating, got a little nervous, but, you know, I got through it fine, and there wasn't much discussion on it, and but got through it, and it passed unanimously, so nobody voted against it, which is I was, you know, proud about, and had, you know, bipartisan support. And but it was, you know, it's something where, you know, you worked on for the last, you know, month and a half or so, and, you know, it's an accomplishment, and I was proud of it.
Then last time we had talked to you, you had mentioned the sports betting bill getting some momentum. Can you tell me where that's at now?
Yeah, so we passed that through committee a few weeks ago. It was bipartisan. And now we're just going to wait to see if it's going to be brought up in the House. I'm not 100% sure the votes are there or not, but kind of a waiting game right now to see what kind of support we have for it. But we did pass that out of the state government committee with bipartisan support, so we'll just have to see if it comes up in the House or not.
And then can you give me a brief rundown on what the bill actually looks like that passed through the committee?
Yeah, so this bill looks a lot like the bills that passed in other states, I think Ohio and New Jersey, about the past sports betting legislation in the past few years. And it just says that you can, anything Division One college and up, you can bet on the game, or you do in-game bets too. And you know, so if you want to bet on, you know, the, you know, Iowa versus Iowa State and the score on it, or if you want to bet on, you know, how many yards Stanley's going to have in the game or something, you're able to do that. It could be a better way for people to be able to come out of the shadows and not have to do this illegally, and then we can make that tax revenue and put it towards things like education and healthcare too.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to the next couple of weeks. What do you hope to accomplish?
They're going to have me running a couple of different bills, probably for judiciary that I passed out committee a few weeks ago. One of those is dealing with expungements from somebody's record to make sure that, you know, if you have something expunged from your record, it's expunged for a reason, and employers and landlords should be able to see that to deny you, deny you a job or deny you a apartment to rent to if that's expunged. And so I think that's going to be a good bill that a lot of people are affected by right now. And then another bill that I think should be coming up is one that deals with DNA post-conviction. And so we're a state right now where people can't appeal for the DNA testing if they're in jail for like a murder, and other states have done this, and they found out that the person who's been in jail for 15 years for a murder actually didn't commit the murder, and they've actually done this DNA testing and found out who the real perpetrator was. And so I think that's a good bill that's going to help innocent people out, and so I'm really excited about those two bills.